Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
afternoon. That was Steely Dan, and I am your host, Dr. Walter Dean, for Getting It Done. You don't normally think of Steely Dan as a jazz musician or in the field of jazz, but he is. He's very talented and can do just about any kind of genre at all. And he feels and put his mind to. He's a talented person. And I think probably one of the better musicians out there today just often does not have an opportunity to really get it done. We're going to move on today, and let's listen to the late, great Al Jarreau along with Kurt Ealing. You'll find it very interesting. Kurt Ealing, as you might well be aware, I've been playing for quite some time, so let's listen to him. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great, late great Al Jarreau singing with Kurt Elling. That was done back in 2016. This performance of Take Five from the Legends of Jazz, believe it or not. Al Jarreau, we lost him last year. We didn't lose him, but he went on to being with his Father in Heaven. And not only him, but quite a few others that we will feature tonight or today are also no longer with us. But in the meantime, we're going to go on and we're going to listen to, I don't know if you ever heard of Aleta Adams, who I think is a fantastic artist. We're going to take a listen to this woman sing.
Everything.
And she sings, Everything Must Change.
Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. Young becomes the old. And mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one knows and changed. Now I'm not to spring. A wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. It's everything will change. That's the way of God.
a sweet sounding voice Aretha Adams has. Last week, we didn't get a chance to hear all of this song. I played it last week, but I was in a place where the signals did not ring too well. That was in Waterbury, Connecticut. I was there last week. And now I'm back in South Carolina at my house. And so in this particular studio that I have, I'm able to at least hear the music without it cutting off. Although I still have a little beeping sound that's going off, and I'll have to figure out what that is later on. We're going to listen to some other things at another time of Aretha Miss Adams. I think that she's still alive. She's still alive today and doing some great things. And her interpretations are so uniquely different. Unlike many other singers, all singers have their style. Hers is one that does not match up with Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan or any of the great older singers who are no longer with us that laid down the foundation for female jazz singers. And so I find her remarkable in the sense that she is different. That makes her to be later on an icon of a person who is going to do great things somewhere along the way. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on now to somebody who is no longer with us. And that is the late, great George Duke, and with a singer that I've never heard of before. Her name is Gabriella Andlers. And she's the name of the song is called A Brazilian Love Affair. Thank you.
Thank you.
that was the great George Duke with a new singer that he discovered back in 2013, Gabriella Anders. The name of the song was called Brazilian Love Affair. And as did we lost George Duke last year, as we did Al Jarreau, and both of them were geniuses. Al was probably the greatest jazz singer I have ever heard. And if we were to rate him as a jazz singer, probably one of the best there ever has been. George, on the other hand, is on the level of writing music and arranging music and playing music on the same level as a Duke Ellington. And that takes it very, very far. We're going to move on, however, into the next piece of business as it relates to our music. And this time we're going to listen to none other than the great George Benson playing with another person that we lost last year, and that is the great Joe Sample.
Thank you.
Play that applause much longer than I normally play it because it was well deserved. You just heard the great George Benson, one of the greatest guitar players that has ever lived and who's played for the last 40 years. He's been on the guitar at the top of his game. After the death of Wes Montgomery, George took over the top slot as one of the greatest jazz guitarist of all time. Along with him was the great past, one of the greatest pianist players besides Oscar Peterson, as well as an arranger. In fact, the name of the song that was done was called Deeper Than You Think, absolutely live. And that was done before, of course, the death of Joe Samples. And here he is, and at one of the opportunity of them playing together before that occurred. We're going to move on to the next piece of music that I think you might enjoy. And a person who you don't normally think of as a jazz artist, but she is, and I'll let her be introduced by one of the members of this jazz group, the Foreplay.
Please welcome to the stage, Shaka Khan. Thank you.
laying next to me, sharing our love. Begging love to Jesus.
All those were Nathan East, who's a renowned bass player for 4Play. What a great sound. It was done with a piece that's normally thought of as a rhythm and blues or a rock and roll. However, as you can see, they did a fantastic job of turning it into some jazz. We're going to listen to one another great jazz singer. Last week, we had an opportunity to try to play a song like this. And I wanted to play something that my daughter sang. But I got Joe Williams to back up today, and that's who we're going to listen to now, the great big Joe Williams.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. And I have learned, for all you give, it's all you get. So you give it all you got. I've had my share, I drank my fill. Even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still. See what's down another road beyond the hill, and do it all again. So here's to life and every joy it brings. So here's to life, to dreamers and dreamers. Funny how the time just flies, how love can go from warm hello to bad goodbye, and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. There's no yes in yesterday, who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and every joy it brings. So here's better. here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you. Here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you.
That was the great Joe Williams, who used to sing with Count Basie and went out on his own and produced songs like that particular one, Here's to Life. And he lived a fantastic one. He's no longer with us, but his music is. We're coming down the home stretch of the times situation, and I hope we have enough time to go on and hear something that was, I thought, was a very beautiful song by Kurt Elling, a song that I love singing myself. And just give a listen, and I'll talk about the song later. Frank Sinatra put out back in the late 50s with that song on it. And the name of the album was called In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. So we have enough time, I think, to get to the last song that I have chosen for us today. And because it is with Al Jarreau, I want to, so I'm hoping we can get to the end of it. If we can't, I'd like for you to know this is Dr. Walter Dean from the show called Getting It Done, and hopefully I can come back and tell you about next week. But this is Al Jarreau when he was much younger, some 30 years ago.
Hey,
the shiny bars. It's the summer, they big story like that to me. It's summer, it's a day, summer, it's a day to me. Stay in the front, the summer, the summer, the city, the garden. And say, not in the city, they do shake, they do sing, yeah.
Walter Zeno.